Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Well, Clemson and the Savannah River National Lab had a couple of interesting announcements last week. Actually, they were in the same announcement. There's a researcher, Jake Amoroso, and another, Fatima Faga. They have now received a joint appointment at Clemson and the Savannah River National Lab. Jake is actually a material scientist focused on glass and ceramic materials. Some of the applications can be in manufacturing processes, processing waste and energy applications. And Fatima is an expert in unmanned aerial systems, a drone. In particular, she's focused on collaborating with the U.S. Forest Service to develop a new force detection and suppression methods, you know, with her aerial systems. And both those sounds like pretty interesting spaces, don't they?
Well, they do. And of course, involving university researchers, these professors, in these real-world projects is kind of a common thing, right?
It's getting to be more common. You know, the question is, how do we drive economic development, you know, with two research programs like this? And, you know, I'm having a conversation with a top leader at Clemson, and how this has gone is what we really need to focus on are the graduate students that these two professors have, you know, the people that they're teaching over 2 years or 4 years, state-of-the-art research. And we have some young people that are, you know, becoming, you know, top experts in this area. And so when these students graduate, both Clemson and the economic development community need to track who these graduate students are. And let's make sure, to the extent we can, that their best career opportunity is in South Carolina. And, you know, I think you start that by where are similar students, you know, being employed today. So what companies are hiring material scientists from Clemson or automotive engineers or aerial engineers? Then reach out to those companies and say, we have this pipeline of talent, and begin to try to attract, you know, innovation centers to the state. So this is just a real tangible example of where Clemson has said, okay, here's two really strong researchers, and it's a joint appointment with the National Laboratory in South Carolina. You know, they'll have good students, so we need to track them down and make sure that, you know, we're getting companies here that can help make sure their best career opportunities in South Carolina.
So we find out the companies that are hiring these students already anyway, and see if we can somehow incent them to come here and set up their innovation or research centers here?
Well, and I think the biggest incentive is, you know, we've already got it in place, and that is we are graduating the students, you know, that they want to employ. Actually, the number one employer of Clemson graduates, the company that's the number one employer of Clemson graduate students anywhere, is actually Amazon. Microsoft's a big employer, Intel's a big employer, Google's a big employer. And so, you know, there's some big companies that we can approach and say, you know, your incentive for being here is you already have relationships with our faculty members. You already hired a number of our students, you know, so we'd like you to have an innovation center here where you can better, even better relationships with both faculty and the students. And, you know, this announcement last week of these two professors is just another example of where we're producing talent that these companies would be attracted to.
And how has the response gone so far with your connection there at Clemson?
I think they're interested. You know, they're talking about maybe even having a position to focus on economic development, which I think would be good. The paradigm shift is they traditionally think about licensing IP and things like that. And to the extent they can do that, that's good. But I mean, I think the most valuable product the university produces, you know, is its graduates. And, you know, focus on the talent, focus on the talent, focus on the talent. And, you know, we need somebody at the university, we need somebody in economic development that gets up every morning and says, you know, where's this pipeline of talent? Who are the graduate students? Where are they going? You know, and really focuses on making sure that, you know, we retain as many of them here as we can.
Well, John, as always, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.